Tomorrow,
Delaware's high school juniors will take a standardized test. That test isn't remarkable. Every year, millions of kids nationwide take statewide standardized tests. Delaware, though, is among a handful of states trying a new exam that many hope will defuse some of the opposition to standardized tests. Avi Wolfman-Aaron from WHYY's Delaware desk explains that in this case, that new exam is actually an old one.
Over the last decade, states have developed a slew of new standardized tests. You probably know them by their acronyms, the PSSA in Pennsylvania, DCAS in Delaware, PARC in New Jersey. These are all examples of accountability exams, tests used to determine how districts and schools are doing academically. This year, though, Delaware is one of five states turning to a more familiar set of letters, SAT.
We were very hopeful that this decision would come around.
Keisha Brinkley is principal at Appaquinimink High School in Middletown, Delaware.
And we were sitting with our fingers crossed. So when that decision came through, we were cheering.
That's right. Principals cheered when the state announced in January it would require schools to administer the SAT and then judge them on how well their students did.
I'm definitely a fan.
To understand why, you first have to meet last year's test, Smarter Balanced. It was long, about 9 hours. It took nearly a month to administer because it had to be taken on a school computer. Plus, students weren't exactly thrilled to take it.
We did tell them that this tells us what you know, and this helps us make instructional decisions. This helps us when we place you into courses.
If your eyes are glazing over right now, imagine giving that same pitch to high school juniors also studying for AP exams, finals, and college entrance tests. No surprise, then, that 1 year later, Raina Brown and Deja Lampkin from nearby Middletown High School can hardly remember what test they took or why they even took it.
I don't know. Like, they just threw it in there. They really did. It came out of nowhere, and then we just had to do it, so we just did it.
Is that the test after DCAS?
Yeah, that weird test.
And there was another issue. Lots of students boycotting Smarter Balanced. Again, Keisha Brinkley.
And this time last year, we were having the challenge of some parents wanting to opt their kids out.
Delaware was among 13 states to receive a warning from the federal government for too few kids taking state tests. About one out of every 10 high school juniors skipped Smarter Balanced last year.
And so that's a real problem.
Derek Briggs studies education assessment at the University of Colorado.
If you're using the tests in part for accountability, you have to be concerned about whether students are the ones that are taking the test. They may or may not be motivated to give their best effort. So you'd like to have the test have an incentive that's aligned to the students to perform the best.
And clearly, students have plenty at stake when they take the SAT. So too do the people who make the test. By making the SAT an accountability exam, the College Board gets more paying customers, says Adam Ingersoll, a test prep expert who blogs about the testing industry.
It's a big growth opportunity, and think about too, the fact that not only is the market of all students who have to take an assessment test larger than all students who might aspire to go to a competitive four-year college, that market is also easier to sell into because rather than grinding it out with ACT, fighting for one student at a time, instead you sell it to the entire state.
The SAT is facing big pressure right now, says Ingersoll. It's been overtaken by ACT as the most popular college entrance exam, partly because ACT was already working with states to give its test in school to every student. Plus, many colleges, including the University of Delaware, have made these tests optional for applicants.
I do not believe the College Board would have undergone the transformation that it's gone through were it not for the fact that, A, they had lost so much ground to the ACT, and B, there was this really large new marketplace opportunity to become an assessment test.
There are a lot of itches being scratched here. States get to boost their test participation rates while appeasing their test-weary principals and students. The College Board collects more revenue and evens the score with ACT. But none of this actually answers a central question. Is the SAT actually a better test than exams like Smarter Balanced? Derek Briggs from the University of Colorado isn't so sure.
There's a reason why those tests were lengthy. That reason was that the Common Core promised to get at depth of student knowledge in a way that hadn't been measured before. The drawback to tests like SAT or ACT is that they take less time, but they don't attempt to get at these higher-order thinking skills.
The College Board introduced a new SAT last month that is supposed to go deeper and measure more relevant skills than past versions, but the jury is still out. All of which leaves us with a question. Is this new alliance between states and the SAT, A, a marriage of convenience, B, a cash grab by the College Board, C, a win-win that reduces the burden on overtested juniors, or D, all of the above? From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.